知音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年1月12号星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
We are broadcasting from Pacifica, California.
然后我现在是在太平洋加利福利亚这边跟大家做直播呢。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2.
然后我先给大家一起来唱一下 Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后我们就一起来学习圣典博加瓦坛的第六篇第二章。
We'll see if I can keep the same key as the birds in the background. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivanadari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivanadari Asuranandana Braja Janarajana Yasuranandana Braja Janarajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivanadari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivanadari Yasodhanandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasodhanandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Bol. Okay, so we're reading Canto 6, Chapter 2, and I think we're on Text 4.
那么今天我们就一起来学习一下瓦坛的第六篇第二章第四十节。
And the title of this chapter is Ajamayo, Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
而这一章节的标题是威士奴的使者拯救阿加米勒。
And currently, in this chapter, the Vishnu Dutas are speaking to the Vishnu Dutas, yeah, they're speaking to the Yama Dutas.
那么在现在的这个章节的部分的话，正是 Vishnu Duta 在对 Yama Duta 说话。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yada yada acharati shreyan itaras tatad ihate sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. It's very similar to a verse in Bhagavad Gita, actually.
实际上这个师节跟博迦梵歌上面那个师节特别相像呢。
Yat yat.
无论什么。
Acharati,
执行
Shreyan,
精通宗教原则的一流的人
Itara,
下级人员
Tat, tat,
那
Ihate,
实行
Sa,
他伟大的人
Yat,
无论什么
Pramanam,
视为明证或视为正确的事
Kurute,
接受
Loka,
一般大众
Tat,
那
Anuvartate,
跟随
Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidenceWhatever the leader accepts. Wow, interesting.
译文和要旨是由 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所提供。译文：人民大众学习社会领袖树立的榜样，模仿他的行为，他们将领袖人物所接受的一切视为是明证。So I continue with purport.
Yes, please.
Okay. 要旨：尽管阿加米勒不该受到惩罚。但阎罗王的命令执行官们还是执意要带他去接受阎罗王的惩罚，这是违反宗教原则的做法。阿尔达玛，维希努的使者们担心，如果允许这种违反宗教原则的做法的话，那么人类社会的管理就会遭到破坏。如今 Krishna 意识运动努力介绍对人类社会的正确的管理原则，但不幸的是，卡利年代的政府并不欣赏这运动所提供的珍贵服务，所以并未给予恰当的支持。 Hare Krishna 运动是最适合改善人类社会堕落情况的运动，因此政府和世界各地的大众领袖都该支持这场可以彻底矫正人类罪恶状况的运动。 End of quote.
Thank you. Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadate Swabhanantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishagavitamscha Namaham Vishnu Bhadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshitarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripasindubhyascha, Pratitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So we see in these verses, the Vishnu Dutas, they're stressing the point to the Yama Dutas that they have to be concerned about the example they're setting for others because they are authority figures.
You mean Yamaduta should be concerned about their own example?
Yeah, because they're authorities, people will accept, you know, whatever they're doing.
Okay. 所以说在这个时节当中的话呢 Vishnu Duta 就实际上是在向 Yamaduta 们强调这样一个重点， 那就是他们作为权威式的人物的话，实际上是应该以身作则，向大众展示出一个恰当的例子，因为人民大众是会去遵循模仿他们的行为的。
Yeah, I mean, Yamaraj, he's the protector of religion. He protects the law, the laws of nature, the laws of God.
嗯，而 Yamaraj 阎罗王他是宗教的保护者，他实际上就是一直在保护并且是树立着这个就是展示着这个自然的法律，展示着神的法律。
And so the Yamaraj, the representatives of Yamaraj.
而 Yamaduta 阎罗王的命令执行官们，他们都是阎罗王的代表。
So they are very powerful authorities.
因此他们是非常有力量非常强大的这些权威人士。
And, you know, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that says, that mentions the different types of authorities we may have in our life.
在瓦坛当中有个诗节就提到了我们人生当中可能会拥有的不同类型的权威人物。
And there's the mother and the father.
比如说有父亲和母亲。
Or school teachers.
然后学校的老师。
The king.
然后国王。
And so, the police.
以及警察。
So many government officials, they are representing, they're supposed to be representing the good of the people.
以及那么多种类的政府官员，而他们实际上都应该是代表着人类的好的一面的。
And the Bhagavatam says that you shouldn't become a teacher, you shouldn't become a parent, you shouldn't become any kind of leader,unless you're able to deliver your subordinates from the cycle of birth and death.
而瓦坛就说除非你能够去拯救支持你的人追随你的人，然后能够拯救他们使他们免于遭受生死轮回，否则的话你就不应该去成为一位老师，不应该成为一位家长，不应该成为任何一个这种有权威性的领导。
Because that's the goal of human life. Only the human being has the opportunity for liberation.
因为这实际上才是人体生命的目标，因为只有人类才能有机会来去拯救自己，就是脱离这个生死轮回。
So ideally speaking, any authority figure has to be oriented to this goal of human life.
因此在理想情况下来看，任何一位权威人物的话都应该是朝向这样的一个目标前进的，因为这个才是人类生命的真正的意义所在。
So that puts a lot of pressure, there's a high expectation for any kind of authority figure, even if you're a mother or a father.
因此的话，这就实际上对任何一种类型的权威人物给予了很大的压力，就对于他们有很高的这种期望嘛。然后即便你是作为一位父母的话也是如此。
What to speak if you're a leader in society, you know, if you're a guru or a teacher or an elected, you know, representative.
A what representative?
Elected representative, you know, okay. You're some government official.
Okay. 所以说那更不用说就是对于这种社会当中的一位领导了。比如说一位古鲁啊或者是一位老师啊甚至是就是人民选出来的这样一些代表。
Yeah, so people will just accept you as an authority and they'll do whatever you do and whatever you say, they'll just accept it because they trust you. Oh, you're the authority.
因此人们的话普遍大众的话他们就会接受你作为一位权威人物的这样一个地位然后去做你在做的事情并且完全接纳你所说的话语因为他们相信你作为权威人士的这样一种力量。
Even Krishna, he speaks about the pressure that the leader is under.
甚至 Krishna 他本人的话都提到了就是领导者领袖他们所就是处于的这种压力。
There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, and the first line is the exact same Sanskrit that's in verse 4 that we read today.
而梵歌当中的有一个这个诗节的话，它的第一排 那第一排的那个梵文词的话呢，跟我们今天所学的这第四章第四节的这个第一排完全是一模一样的。
Yeah, it's very interesting that the Sanskrit is exactly the same.
嗯，所以说很有趣的就是这个梵文的话是完全一模一样的。
So the first line is the same, and the second line is very similar.
嗯，所以第一排是完全一模一样，而第二排的话也是非常相似的梵文。
Would you like to know which verse I'm thinking about?
大家想不想知道我说的是哪一个诗节呢？
Say yes.
说是 yes.
So it's chapter 3, verse 21.
所以大家看到第三章的第21诗节。
Krishna says to Arjuna, he says, Yad Yad Acharati Acharati Shreshtas. That's exactly the same.
所以大家看到 3.21 这第一排的这个梵文的话是完全一模一样的。
And the second line is also very similar.
Etad,
yeah, Etad Eva Torojana.
然后第二排也是非常相似的。
Sayad Pramanam Kurute. Oh my god, the third line is almost the same too.
然后第三排基本上也是一样的。
Lokas Tad Anuvartate. Wow, that's also very similar.
然后第四排也是基本上都是一模一样的。
Yeah, so Krishna says, whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever he standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
所以这个诗节的译文，伟人的一举一动，普通人都会追从效仿。伟人以模范行动制定的标准，整个世界都会遵行。
So, if we have people that depend upon us, that are learning from us, we have to be very sure that we're following proper example ourselves.
proper example. 因此，如果有其他人，他们是在非常依靠、依赖我们，然后并且在我们这里学习知识的话，那么我们应该非常确认的一点就是，我们自身也是非常恰当的在遵循着一些例子，恰当的例子的。
even simple things are important.
即便是很简单的事情都是很重要的。
If you're a parent or a grandparent.
假如说你是一位父母或者是祖父母的话。
Or you're a group leader of devotees.
或者你是这个奉献者团体的这个领导的话。
Or you're speaking about Krishna consciousness to others.
或者你是在向别人去谈论 Krishna 知觉的话。
You're not only representing your spiritual master, you're representing the whole disciplic succession.
那么在这些时候你就不仅仅是代表着你的这个灵性导师，并且你还代表着整个这个使徒传系。
If you say,something that's not true.
而如果你说的一些话语当中有些是不正确不对的话。
Or you behave in a way that's counter to our teaching.
或者是你的言行是不一致的话，你的这些做法是跟这个经典当中的教导是完全相悖的话。
That can have a very negative effect upon others.
那么这实际上就会给别人制造出非常消极负面的影响了。
So this is a point that the Vishnu Dutas are pointing out to the Yama Dutas in a couple of verses now.
所以说这一点的话，实际上就是 Vishnu Dutta 在有好几个这个诗节当中，在对 Yama Dutta 所提出的一个要点。
They're saying that actually, Ajamil he is sinless, so he should not be punished. And if you punish him, then you're breaking the religious principles. Yet.You are representing religion.
所以说实际上就是在这几个世界当中 Vishnu Dutta 都是在强调一点，就是实际上阿加米勒他是无罪的，所以他不应该去遭受惩罚，不应该是就是由于他打破了这个宗教原则遭受惩罚，因为你们都是在代表着这个宗教原则的。
So they're saying if you punish Ajamil, you'll be sending a very you'll be sending the wrong message to others.
嗯，然后因此，如果你要是真的惩罚了阿加米勒的话，实际上就是在为大众向其他人传递了错误的讯息。
对 ，even simple things are important.
所以说，即便是很简单的事情，都是很重要的。
I know that I like to ride a mountain bike for exercise.
嗯，比如举个例子，我就喜欢骑山地的自行车，然后以这样的方式来做锻炼。
Yeah, my tendency is not to wear a bike helmet.
但是我就是不太喜欢去戴头盔。
Of course, I should wear a bike helmet. If I fall off the bike and hit my head, I could have a really bad head injury.
就确实我应该戴头盔的，就是假如说骑车的时候要不小心摔到地上了，但很有可能就会让头部受伤嘛。
So a couple of weeks ago, I was visiting my son and his family.
嗯，所以说几周前的话呢，我就在去见我的儿子还有他的家人嘛。
And I went out for a bike ride, not by myself, but with my son and with my grandson and with a whole bunch of middle school kids. It was a bike club.
哦，然后但当时我就是去见我的家人，我就跟我的儿子还有他的儿子，就是我的孙子，然后还有一群这些中学生的小朋友。然后一起骑车，因为当时是一个自行车的一个俱乐部嘛。
So in California, it's a law that if you're 18 or under, you have to wear a bike helmet when you ride a bike.
然后在加利福尼亚州这边，就是法律就制定了，就是如果你是超过没有到达18岁的话，那就必须在骑自行车的时候戴头盔。
So after 18, you're a legal adult in America.
然后在18岁以后就被定义成是个可以有法律责任的这个成年人了。
So if you don't wear a bike helmet, you cannot be arrested and given a ticket.
Cannot, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, as long as you're 18.
Oh. Or older.
Older, okay. 所以如果你要是比如说已经到达18岁然后或者超过18岁的话，就是你骑自行车不戴头盔也是就不会被就是被惩罚然后被罚款那些的。
So normally I don't wear a helmet, but because I was with all these young kids, I felt obligated, you know, to set a good example, so I wore a bike helmet.
然后所以说由于我都已经超过18岁了，所以根本不用戴那个头盔，但是当时就是去大家一起骑车的时候，由于跟这些小孩们在一起，所以我就觉得有义务、有责任，必须要给他们就是做好这个例子嘛，是以身作则，所以我就把头盔戴上了。
So this may seem like a small deal, but for young children, you know, whatever we do, the language we use, the way we dress, the way we behave, they copy that.
所以说这虽然说我提这件事情实际上是很小的件事儿，但是我就觉得对于跟小孩子这些儿童打交道的时候的话呢，我们说的话语，我们穿的衣服，然后我们的言行举止，这些行为方式的话呢，都会是小孩子模仿的对象。
Another important part of this verse, and Krishna also mentions it in the verse that he spoke to Arjuna, is that the leader or the authority,He has to speak and behave according to the truth.
而在 Krishna 对 Arjuna 所说的这个师节当中的另一个很重要的一点就是任何一位领导者或者是任何一位权威人士，当他们再去说话和再去行动的时候，他们都必须是依照于这个真相或者叫做真理。然后来去说话和行为的。
So evidence of the truth in Sanskrit, that's called pramanam.
Pramanam, 然后因此的话呢，真相真理的这个证据在梵文当中就叫做 pramanam.
Right, so whatever the guru says, or whatever the teacher says, or whatever mom and dad says, the subordinates, the kids, the students, they just accept that, oh, it must be true because my teacher said it's true.
所以说任何一位古鲁老师或者是做父母的，然后他们所说的所有的一些话语都会被他们的这些下属 下级，也就是他们的孩子，还有他们的这些学生的话所接纳，因为他们小孩和学生的话呢，都会认为自己的长辈或自己的上级的话呢，所说的任何一句话都是真理，都是真相。
Right? How do we know it's true?
那么我们怎么知道这件事是真的呢？
Oh, Prabhupada said.
因为帕帕说过这句话。
And that's, we just hear that and we accept it. It must be true, right?
然后我们只要一听到哦，这是帕帕说的话，我们就立刻就接受了，因为这肯定就是真的。
So there's actually four kinds of truth according to the Padma Purana.
所以说根据这个 Padma Purana 莲花往事书的话呢，就提到了总共有四种类型的真相或者叫做真理。
So the highest evidence we consider to be the Vedas, which is called the Shruti.
然后因此就是这个Veda, 那么韦达经的这个最高的证据就被叫做 Shruti。
Yeah, so the Padma Purana says, Shruti pratyaksham atikyam anunam chatushtayam pramaneshvanaschitanyad vikalpatsa virajate. There are four types of evidence.
所以说莲花往事书就说到有四种类型的真相或者是真理。
Vedic knowledge.
第一种就是韦达经韦达知识。
Direct experience.
第二种就是直接的体验直接的经历。
Right, we call that a self-evident truth.
Self-evident truth, 这一点被叫做不证自明的这种真相或者是真理。
Right, like water is wet.
比如说就是水就是湿的对吧
Then we have traditional wisdom.
然后第三种我们就是有传统的智慧
And logical induction.
然后第四种就是逻辑的证明逻辑的辩证
了 Alright, I'm a person.
比如我是一个人
So I must be a person.
那么因此自然而然神上帝就是一个人
It's an example of logical induction.
所以这个就是逻辑的推理的这样一个例子。
So, in the context of self-realization, Padma Purana says there's these four types of evidence.
所以说以这个自我觉悟作为这个背景来考虑的话，那么莲花往事书就提到了有这四种真理或者是真相的这种存在。
So, by Vedic knowledge,
所以第一种就是这个韦达经知识
by direct experience
第二种就是通过直接的体验
by traditional wisdom
第三种是传统的智慧
by logical induction
第四种就是逻辑的推理那么这四种就是我们可以来得到这个自我觉悟
one can understand the temporary insubstantial situation of the material world
insubstantial means not important?
Well, it means it really has no substance. It arises and passes away. It's like not real.
Okay, not real. 所以说通过这四种方式的话呢一个人就可以能够明白在物质世界当中的话呢所有的这些体验实际上都是没有实质的对可以翻译成叫做没有实质的也就是说转瞬即逝的这些就他们的本质都是这样子的
So by Vedic knowledge, by direct experience, by traditional wisdom, by logic, we can understand that the material world is temporary.
因此通过这四种真相或者四种真理的话那就是第一个是韦达经第二个是这个直接的体验第三个就是传统的智慧第四个就是逻辑的这个推理那么我们就可以能够明白那么物质世界的话呢它是非常转瞬即逝的它是非常短暂的。
Well, actually, you know, I made a mistake. Krishna actually spoke this in the Bhagavatam to Uddhava.
实际上我还犯了个错误这是 Krishna 在瓦坛当中对 Uddhava 所说的一段话。
I made a mistake, I said it was Padma Purana.
我犯的这个错误就是我说这是莲花网师书当中说的。
No, but this is actually spoken by Krishna to Uddhava, and this section of the Bhagavatam is called the Uddhava Gita.
我懂了。所以这实际上这一块的话，它是 Krishna 对 Uddhava 所说的一段话，它是瓦坛当中那一部分叫做Uddhava Gita, right?
Yes.
就是乌达瓦之歌的这样一个部分当中所谈论的。
So Krishna says, by Vedic knowledge, by direct experience, by traditional wisdom, by logic, we can understand this material world is temporary.
So Krishna 就对乌达瓦说，我们通过伟大经知识，通过这个传统的智慧，通过这个直接的体验和通过这个逻辑的这个推理的话，就能够知道，就能够理解这个物质世界是非常短暂的。
And when we understand that the material world is temporary, it has a certain effect upon us.
因此当我们能够真正的理解物质世界是短暂的这一点的时候，那么这样的一种理解就会对我们产生出一种影响。
It has a very positive effect.
实际上是一种非常积极的影响。
It causes us to spiritually awaken.
能够使得我们获得灵性上的觉悟。
Then we automatically become detached from the duality of the material world.
那么自然而然的自动的我们就会对这个物质世界的二元性二元性就是变得就是没有那么执念没有那么执着了就超然了。
And so, you know, the whatever authority you are, you know, whether it be a king or a parent or a teacher,It's very important for us, to speak and behave according to Vedic truth.
Vedic truth. I mean, authority figure, speak, behave.
Yeah.
Vedic truth. 因此的话呢，就是无论你是怎样的一位权威人士，比如说你是一位国王，或者是你是一位家长，然后或者是你是一个老师的话，那么很重要的一点就是你必须要根据伟达经的这个真理真相的话呢来说话来行事。
Yes, because you know, every one of us has like a circle of influence.
因为我们每一个人的话呢都有一个可以带来影响带给他人影响的这样一个圈子。
Yeah, we have, you know, we have an effect on other people.
我们每个人都能够对别人制造出某种影响。
In the larger context, Prabhupada is saying that the Krishna consciousness movement can actually save the world.
所以大家可以看到在这个要旨当中的话呢帕帕都说到从一个更大的这个角度来看 Krishna 知觉的话这个运动甚至可以拯救全世界。
Yeah, if a few of us actually become Krishna conscious, it can have a very positive effect upon human society.
如果我们当中的有这么一些人真的是可以成为 Krishna 知觉的话，那么我们真的是可以对人类社会产生出非常巨大的积极的影响的。
You could say right now, our generation and the next generation, it's a very critical time.
那么大家可以看到就是现在的话我们这一代然后以及我们的下一代可以说是正面对着一个非常关键的一段时期。
Yes, I mean, for thousands and thousands of years, basically people have lived according to the laws of nature.
因为就是我们可以纵观一下人类历史的话哈，这几千年以来，人类都是一直按照自然的这个法律，然后这个来生活的。
But within the last 100 years, especially within the last 30 years, there has been so much technological advancement.
但是的话如果我们回看一下过去的100年间应该可以说是过去的30年间的话呢人类社会已经经历了巨大的这个技术上的革命。
Man has destroyed so much of the planet.
人类在过去的这几十年间的话呢可以说是破坏了地球上这么多的这些环境。
By the misuse of technology.
因为这个对于科技的这种滥用的话呢导致对这个地球的伤害。
That if, you know, if the 21st century is going to be a repeat of the 20th century, basically we could destroy humanity.
所以如果21世纪的话呢，基本上就是在重复20世纪的人类社会，那基本上整个这个星球，整个地球都会被毁掉。
Yes, sir. There are so many horrible weapons that have been created, right?
对吧，有这么多这种糟糕的震撼，这个令人觉得震撼的这些武器被制造了出来。
We could destroy ourselves atomically.
我们可以就是通过原子弹把自己给毁灭了。
It just takes one or two crazy leaders to do that.
只要这个世界上有一两个这种相当疯狂的这些国家领袖的，就可以做到这一点了。
We don't want to think about it, but it has become possible.
所以我们真的不想这样去想，但是这确实这个是变得很有可能的。
And of course, in the news and on TV, we're always talking about nuclear destruction.
当然我们一直可以在新闻或者在电视上看到或者听到这些关于核物质的这些所带来的危害。
But there are other kind of weapons that we don't usually talk about that can be actually more devastating and more difficult to control once they're released.
但是实际上还有其他种类的这些武器的话呢，是社会一般不怎么谈论的。然而这些武器是更具有破坏性，就是比核武器更具有破坏性，并且是更难去控制的，就是一旦当你就是运用起来的时候。
And those are chemical weapons and biological weapons.
也就是生化武器了。
And you can't see them, you can't smell them.
你甚至都看不到，然后闻不到这些生化武器。
We used to have to train for them when I was part of, the fire department and rescue.
就我原来在那个就是消防队里工作的时候的话，我们还专门接受这方面的训练，就是怎么来去应对这种生化武器。
Just like in the 1970s, there was a radical group, or actually, was it 70s or 80s? No, actually, I think it was in the 80s or 90s. There was a radical group in Japan, and they unleashed a sarin gas attack in the subway.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. 所以我记得应该就是在1980年代或者1990年代的时候，在日本有这样一个激进组织嘛，就是我们都知道奥武真理教，他们就在那个地铁上释放了那个沙林毒气。
Of course, at first, all of the people in the subway died.
当然就首先就是当他们释放出那个生化毒气的时候，地铁上的人都死完了。
But all of the rescuers who went into the subway to rescue the people, they also died.
但是的话呢，当时就是去到地铁上去救这些人的那些急救人员的话，也都跟着一起就死了。
Because initially they couldn't see this cause. You can't smell it, you can't see it.
因为最开始大家根本对这些都不了解嘛，因为你根本都看不到这些生化武器，也闻不到这些生化武器，它是无色无味的。
And there's also biological weapons that are even more devastating, viruses and things that if they were unleashed, there's no way to stop them and there's no way to stop the spread.
然后所以说甚至还有其他一些这些生物类的这些武器，比如说像是细菌病毒等等的，所以像这些细菌病毒一旦被释放出来，你是根本无法控制它的蔓延的。
What to speak of the damage that we're doing to the planet, global warming and all of this?
那更不用提我们对于地球所制造出来的这些负面的影响，比如说像这个全球温室效应等等。
So, it's coming to a critical point in our, evolution of humanity.
因此我们当看到这个人类进化的从人类进化这一块来看的时候，我们真的是到达了目前一个非常关键的一个时刻。
Yeah, so, we need, a certain number of people to become God conscious and to actually awaken.
我们真的是需要有这么一群人是能够真正的得到神知觉，得到 Krishna 知觉，然后才能够对整个社会，然后对人类带来这种积极的影响。
Yeah, so if we have sufficient number of God conscious people and they come into positions of leadership, then really we can save humanity.
嗯，所以如果我们真的是能够有这些足够量的这些有神知觉、神意识的这些人存在，并且他们还能够到达这个领导者的位置的话，才可以说人类才可能是能够得到拯救的。
And Prabhupada is pointing this out in the purport.
嗯，帕帕就在这个要旨当中提到了这一点。
He's saying right now, unfortunately, the governments in Kali Yuga they can't.Appreciate the Krishna consciousness movement.
嗯，他说，就是不幸的是，在卡尼年代的话呢，这些社会的领导者都没有办，都不会去欣赏或者是感恩这个 Krishna 知觉运动。
And they just see it as another kind of religious sentimental, you know, religion.
嗯，他们这些人只把这个 Krishna 知觉运动看成另一种就是感情用事的一个宗教运动而已。
But really, the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the universal principles of the laws of nature.
嗯，而实际上的话 ，Krishna 知觉在教导的、在传达的，都是这个自然法律当中的这种普世的原则。
And Prabhupada says if the governments could actually appreciate the teachings of Krishna consciousness and apply them.Then the fallen condition in human society can be resolved or can be a real solution.
Can be a real solution. 所以帕帕就说，如果政府的话能够真正的去欣赏和感激这个 Krishna 知觉的教导，并且能够真正去运用起来，那么人类的这种现在的这种堕落的状况的话呢，才可以真正的就是得到一种解决方案。
Yeah, so Krishna says, and Yamadutas also, the Vishnudutas also say that the mass of people they follow the example of the leader.
嗯，所以 Krishna 说到这一点，并且在今天我们学的这个师节当中，然后 Vishnuduta 他们也提到了这一点，那就是普罗大众的话，他们都是在去遵循着这个领袖的这些例子的。
So this is a good thing and a bad thing.
所以这实际上是件好事，也可以是一件坏事。
If the leader is bad, then it's bad for everyone.
所以如果领袖要是很坏、很糟糕的话，那确实大众都会遭殃。
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're a teacher, you're a parent, you're a guru.
嗯，所以就不论你是一位老师、一位家长，还是一位 guru，
or you're a king，
或者你是一位国王。
If you say the right thing and you do the right thing, the people who follow you will get benefit.
嗯，所以如果你说的话是正确的，你做的事情是正确的，那么追寻你的这些人的话，他们就会受益。
Even if they don't understand what you're saying or what you're doing, if they just follow it.
嗯，所以即便就是你的这些下属或者是下级或者是属于你负责的这些人的话，他们不理解你所说的话、你做的事，但是只要他们去跟随着你的这个脚步，他们就会获益。
So it's not that all of humanity has to awaken.
嗯，所以并不是说所有的人类、所有的人性都必须要得以觉醒。
But a certain number of human beings have to awaken and become leaders.
嗯，但是的话，就是确实来说，人类社会当中的一部分人的话，是应该得以觉醒，得到这种自我觉悟，得到这种神知觉，然后从而来去领导大众的。
So we all have this responsibility.
因此，我们每一个人都有这方面的责任。
Especially those who are on the path of Krishna consciousness, the path of awakening.
特别是那些处于 Krishna 知觉道路上。走在这样一个自我觉悟的道路上的人。
Yeah, so it always we have to start with ourselves.
因此我们首先应该从自身开始。
Not that we have to point fingers.
而不是我们要把手指着别人，让别人怎么怎么样。
Right, as Lao Tzu said, at least I think he said, if you want to awaken humanity, then awaken all of yourself.
嗯。Awaken yourself. 所以这正像老子曾经说过的一句话，就是如果你想要让全人类都得以觉醒的话，那么首先就是你得让你自己首先觉醒。
If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world,
嗯，如果你想要消除掉这个世间的痛苦的话
，then eliminate all that is dark and negative in yourself.
那么首先就消除掉你内心当中的所有的这些阴暗和消极负面的东西吧。
Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is your own self-transformation.
嗯 ，self-transformation， 所以你能够给予人类的真正重大的、真正重要的这些稀有的礼物的话，那就是你自身的内在的巨大的改变。
Yeah, so as representatives of Srila Prabhupada, we have to do the right thing.
因此，我们作为帕帕的代表，我们就真的应该要去做正确的事情。
Yeah, he said we shouldn't talk nonsense.
他说我们不应该去胡说八道，不应该去说那些完全没有道理的话。
And when we speak, you know, especially like now when we're giving a class or speaking to others.
特别是现在，比如当我们在讲课或者是在跟别人谈论这个 Krishna 知觉的时候。
We should speak according to these four types of evidence.
那么我们就必须要根据这刚才提到的四种真理或者是四种真相来去上课，来去给别人谈论 Krishna 知觉。
So the highest evidence, of course, is like Bhagavad Gita.
当然我们都知道最高的这样一种证据的话呢，就是博迦梵歌。
But sometimes, you know, not everyone accepts Bhagavad Gita.
但是有些时候的话，可能有些人并不能接受博迦梵歌。
So Prabhupada also, he often utilized speaking from his own experience and also speaking logically and according to traditional wisdom.
因此有些时候的话呢，帕帕他也会就是运用他自身的直接的体验啊，然后或者是这种逻辑上的推理，然后或者是传统的智慧。
But especially in, you know, spiritual circles, like within our society, if we say or do something, we should be able to back it up by scripture.
Back it up with scriptures, huh?
Yeah.
OK, 然后所以说特别是在灵性圈子，也就是在我们的这个社会团体当中的话，我们所说的这些话语是必须要能够有经典的支持的。
That means we can't just say, oh, Prabhupada said.
所以这就是意味着我们不能只是去说哦，帕帕曾经说过这句话。
We have to show where did he say, when did he say, who did he say it to.
我们就必须要告诉别人，就帕帕是在哪个地方，在哪个时间，然后向哪个人说过这样的一句话。
Yeah, so we should be able to quote from, you know, from the Vedic authority, and we have to show where does it say that.
然后因此我们就必须要能够去从韦达经方面的这些权威人物那里去引用他们的话语，并且要展示出来他们是在哪种状况下，在什么样的时候说过这样的话。
So we have to keep Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada as our acharya as the center.
因此我们必须要让帕帕以及让帕帕的书籍作为我们灵性生活的核心。
Right, that'll keep us on track.
而这就是能够让我们走在正确的道路上。
And then, you know, we have to set the example ourselves. We just can't talk the talk, we have to walk the talk.
然后我们就必须要以身作则，以身来执行自己所说过的这些话语，所学到的这些知识，而不是说嘴巴里说一套，然后行为却是另外一套，那么就必须要言行一致，知行合一。
Not only for ourselves, but for all of those who depend upon us.
不仅是对于我们自身而言，然后包括还对所有依靠于我们的那些人而言。
Yeah, not just for, you know, our dependents, but also for our friends as well. Our friends are also can be affected, you know, positively or negatively by our words and our behavior.
然后并且不仅是对于我们的依赖我们这些人而言的话，还包括我们的朋友，因为我们的朋友也可以通过我们在我们这里获得，要不然是积极的，要不然就是消极的影响。
We're all weak, fragile human beings.
我们每个人都是非常虚弱的、脆弱的，然后这些人类。
And sometimes, you know, our flame is kind of weak.
What is weak?
Our flame, our light.
而有些时候我们自身的这些火焰的话呢，可能是会非常微弱的。
And then if we stand next to someone whose flame is bright, you know, we kind of get ignited again, our spark.
而如果我们能够去选择跟那些火焰燃烧得非常旺盛的人站在一起的话，那么有可能我们的火焰就会再次的被点燃，就是我们的火焰也能由此就受到很积极的影响，然后被点得更大。
Yeah, so we should be conscientious, you know, how our words and our behavior affect others.
因此我们必须要非常能够觉知到我们自身的言语和行为是怎样能够影响到别人的。
And as, you know, as members of the society, we have a certain responsibility towards ourselves and towards humanity at large, to speak the truth and to live the truth.
确实，而我们作为这样一个，就是我们这个Krishna 知觉运动当中的一员的话，我们每个人都是有责任，我们每个人都是有责任，就是不仅是对自己要负责，并且是对整个人类都是要负责的。我们不仅要去说这些真理，并且我们要以身作则来活出这些真理。
So this is what the Vishnu Dutas are stressing to the Yamadutas right now. They're telling them.You know, that you have a duty to set the right example and to do the right thing.
所以这就是 Vishnu Dutta 在对 Yama Dutta 所强调的一点，就是你们是有这个责任，有这个义务，就必须要以身作则，然后来向广大的这些公众。
Yeah, so they said, you know, the mass of people are going to follow what you do.
他们就说大众是会去遵循去追随你们所做的一切的。
If you behave irreligiously and take away the people and they'll be caught up in irreligion.
就是如果你们的行为是不符合宗教原则的，如果你们要是带走了这个无罪的阿扎米勒的话，那么实际上你们就是在为大众传递出这种错误的信息，反而会导致他们都是被困在就是出现这种非宗教的行为当中。
Because generally the followers do not question the leader. Whatever the leader says or does, they just blindly do. That's just human nature.
所以说总的来说的话呢，就是人性就是这样子的，就是普罗大众他们是不会去质疑这个领袖所做的事情的，他们只是盲目的去遵随去听从这个领导所说的话语所做的事情。
So that's where we are today in the story.
所以这就是我们今天为什么会谈到故事的这一面。
And now I think we have questions from last week.
然后我想我们应该还有上个星期还有没有回答的问题是吧？
And maybe even questions are coming in for this week, I'm not sure.
有可能这个星期还是有大家会有问题。就麻烦 Smoky Mata 姐给我把问题考给我一下。
Okay. I just got a text from Vaisheshika Prabhu. He says that, do you know Tulsi Gabbard?
No, what's...
Well, she's a senator. She's a U.S. senator from Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
But she's a devotee.
Oh, really?
And she's going to run for president in 2020.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Guru Maharaj 刚才跟我说，就是他说他收到那个白塞西卡帕布的一个信息嘛，然后就给他说，就是美国夏威夷的那边有一个那个当地的官员哈，他是奉献者，然后身为 Mata 吉，然后他就准备在2020年的时候去竞选美国总统。
Wow, there's hope.
是有希望的。
Yeah. Anyway, she came to the ISV temple about a year ago. I met her there.
What temple?
Yeah.
所以说去年就是这位玛塔吉，然后到过那个伊斯康硅谷那边的那个庙了，然后就是瓦西西卡帕布创办的那个庙了嘛，然后当时咱们古鲁玛拉吉还见过这位玛塔吉。
It was funny, I just got that message, and we just really, that was a topic of our class, how we need Christian consciousness and Christian conscious leaders.
所以我就觉得这个挺好，挺好笑的，挺有趣的。就是我们刚好今天谈到这个话题嘛，就是需要这个人类社会需要有这种奎西纳知觉的领导嘛。然后刚好我就接到这个短信，然后这个微信，然后给我说，我们有这样一位奉献者要去竞选总统That's really amazing. Let's
Yeah.
pray that she can become a cabinet member or something at least. Okay, Guru Maharaj, there's questions coming.
Okay.
Okay, 我们来看一下问的问题。第一个是 Rajendra Prabhu 问的，感恩帕布启发性的讲和课。奉献者灵修不仅仅只是代表伊斯康，甚至代表 Krishna 知觉，向世人展示正确的道路。貌似我们的一举一动意义重大，但是还没有太多的意识代表这么多人。如何增强这种意识和知觉呢？谢谢您甜美的回答。So Rajendra Prabhu is asking that, for devotee spiritual life, present themselves. It's not just a also represent Srila Prabhupada and also represent ISKCON and even represent Krishna consciousness. So it seems that our behaviors, still we do not have that much consciousness, awareness to represent, to be representative of so many people like Prabhupada and ISKCON and Krishna. So how can we actually...strengthen such awareness.
Thank you for your question, Rajendra Prabhu.
谢谢 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。
Well, one way is just by bringing attention to it like we are in these classes.
Bring it to our attention, right?
Yeah, to bring it into consciousness.
所以其中一种方式的话呢，就是让我们能够把这些自己代表了这么多人，代表了帕帕，代表了伊斯康，甚至代表了 Krishna 知觉的话呢，带入到我们的这个知觉状态当中，就像我们现在讲课这样。
Yeah, just by talking about it, we start to look at ourselves and wonder, am I setting the right example, or how can I set a better example?
所以说我们去看到自己，然后来去看看自己是不是真正的以身作则了，那么就可以看一下，判断一下我们是不是言行举止是正确的，然后我们是不是能够就是做出更好的表率。
Yeah, that's what it means. It means to be a human being.
所以这就是做that's what it means to be. 所以这就是我们作为人类就是这么一回事儿。
We're able to observe our thoughts, observe our behavior, and
因为我们作为人类，作为奉献者，都是有能力能够来观察自己的念头，观察自己的行为，然后并且提升自己，改善自己的这些言行举止的。
Right. So, like now, I always wear a bike helmet.
就比如现在，我总是会戴着这个自行车的头盔。
But it's as simple as that, you know. If we hear criticism of devotees and we don't like it, then we have to ask ourselves, do I also do that?
Do I actually do the wrong thing so that other people criticize me?
Am I also guilty of that? Do I sometimes unnecessarily criticize others publicly?
Publicly. Okay.所以说就其实就是这么一件简单的事儿，就是当我们听到比如说别人说出一些很有批评性的话语的时候，我们就可以问问自己，是不是有些时候我们在公众情况下也会去批评指责别人呢？
Yeah, so that's what it means, to be moving forward. It means to be always observing ourselves and looking for ways to improve, you know, our behavior and our service.
这实际上就是意味着，怎么样在自己的灵性生活当中前进？说，那其实也就是我们能够去观察自己，能够去寻找方式方法来改进自己，不仅是改进自己的这个行为，以及改进自己的服务，然后甚至也能够改进自己的念头。
So we begin by discussing what is the truth, and then looking at our life.And asking the question, am I living in the truth or am I living in the illusion? And how do I improve myself?
然后因此我们可以首先就是通过来讨论这些真理，然后其次当我们讨论完了以后，就可以来去观察自己的生活，看看判断一下自己是活在真相当中，还是活在这个虚幻当中，以及怎么样能够来去改善当前的这种状况。
And so, you know, we may have a lofty goal, but we reach our goal by just
从宏大的一个目标，但是实际上我们都是靠一步一步慢慢走出来，然后迈出这一步，从而来实现这个宏大的目标的。
Then we're actually moving, right?
然后这个时候我们才是真正的往前走了，对吧？
That's the Hare Krishna movement.
这个就是 Hare Krishna 支援运动。
We are the Hare Krishna movement.
我们就是 Hare Krishna 支援运动。
So then we have to ask the question, am I moving or am I standing still? Or am I going backwards?
因此我们就必须要问问自己，我们究竟是在朝前走呢？还是我们是原地踏步？还是我们甚至是往回倒退了？
And if we find that we're going backwards, or that we're...Standing still, then we have to ask, you know, what's my next step that's practical that I can actually do?
然后如果我们要是发现观察到自己是在原地踏步，甚至是在往回倒退的话，那么这个时候就要问问自己，我们接下来能，然后怎么样才能够让自己能够真正朝前迈出一步呢？
Okay, thank you for your question.
好的，谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. Also, Rajendra Prabhu asking, 世界上灵性团体不少，不仅仅是意识康，在中国有很多意识康的奉献者，如何处理与这些灵性团体奉献者的关系呢？ So he's asking that there are quite some spiritual groups in the world. It's not just the East Camp, because as in China, there are also quite some spiritual groups. So how do East Camp devotees?Deal with relationships with other spiritual groups?
Well, we should always respect others.
那就是我们必须要一直去尊敬别人。
And we should look for the universal commonalities.
并且去寻找到跟其他这些灵性团体之间的这种普世的共通点。
Yeah, and our mission is not to convert others, but to...Help them understand their own religion in some cases.
Help them understand their religion in some cases.
Yeah.
Okay. 是我们的这个使命，我们的任务并不是说要去给他们传教，然后让他们都变成 Krishna 知觉，而是要能够帮助他们在某些状况下能够更加深入的理解他们的宗教。
Yeah. So, Most religions, they follow, or at least in their scriptures, they have, you know, the universal principles of religion are there, like no killing, no illicit sex, like that.
所以说大多数的宗教的话呢，在他们的这个经典上面都会谈论这种普世的这个宗教原则，是不要有这种非法性行为等等。
Yeah, so we should encourage everyone in self-realization and in following the rules of life.
因此我们需要鼓励每一个人都能够走得更多更远，然后并且能够在实际人生当中运
用。Encourage others towards the development of higher consciousness.
够更多的走向这个更高的知觉更高的意识这条道路上
yeah, everyone wants everyone is hankering for world peace even the atheists
每一个人都在渴求着世界和平甚至是无神论者的话他们也是非常渴求世界和平的
and so world peace you know can only happen if the individuals who live in the world are peaceful
而只有当活在这个世界上的这些个体每一个个体内心都是平和的时候世界和平才能够发生
so we should encourage people to develop you know their inner awareness and to realize their true self then they'll feel peaceful
因此我们应该鼓励每一个人都能够去有内心的这种觉知能够去觉知他们内在的这种平和感那么这样的话世界和平才可能得以实现
Yeah, so we don't have to argue or debate we just have to encourage everyone to follow the universal principles of non-violence that's good for everyone
因此我们不需要去跟其他的灵性团体进行任何的辩论啊或者是争执啊或者是这种就是要跟别人一争高低这种哲学上谁更不错啊谁更了不起这些而实际上我们应该鼓励是每一个人都能够去遵循这种普世的原则就什么样的普世的原则呢就是非暴力的普世的原则
And to find happiness within
能够去鼓励每个人都寻找内心的快乐喜悦
So it's of course it's very important in China because of, you know, the position that the government has towards religion, but generally speaking throughout the world, people aren't interested in sectarian religion. They want inner peace, they want inner happiness.
所以在中国的话呢由于这个政府就是对宗教的这种态度的话呢当然我们就更加应该去强调的是这种非暴力的这种原则但实际上在整个这个全世界的话呢实际上所有基本上所有人都是在追求的是这种内心的这种平和
Thank you
谢谢你的问题 OK Next one Next one Sumuki Radha Mataji 问的问题感谢 Guru Maharaja 的讲解和 Mataji 甜美的翻译嘿嘿有些灵性团体的奉献者可能会可以很好的和我们相处但是很多却是抱有各自的目的来参加我们的培训和联谊并私下邀请我们去参加他们的 Guru 的联谊很多人不知道什么情况就已经被启迪了请问 Guru Maharaja 在伊士康启迪和其他团体的启迪有什么不同呢有的奉献者如果不小心被突然启迪了以后后悔了想回到伊斯康还可以吗这对他们的灵修有何影响呢 So Sumuki Radha Mataji is asking saying that she is very grateful for your teaching for your class and she would like to ask you that some other spiritual group devotees can have you know good relationship with us but also some of them have their own personal have their own purposes toYou know, to join our training or join our association. So like to invite us, to join their guru's association. And quite some people have no idea and then got initiated. I'm sorry if you understand my English. Just kind of like blindly got initiated by other people, by other spiritual groups. So what's the difference between the ISKCON initiation and the other group initiation? And if some devotees accidentally got initiated by other groups and later regretted and want to come back to ISKCON, is that still possible? What kind of influence will that be on their spiritual practice?
Well, that's a lot. A lot of questions. Well, first of all, you know, other Gaudiya Vaishnava groups are very similar to us.
首先第一点就是其他的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个团体跟我们的这个还是很相似的。
Now, to interact with those other Vaishnava groups, is not an easy thing to do because there's a lot of opportunity for misunderstanding.
Not of opportunities for misunderstanding.
Yeah.
OK, 所以要跟其他的外斯纳瓦团体互动的话呢，实际上是不太容易的一件事儿，因为会有很多可能性，很多机会的话呢，会引发误解，引发误会，误解的产生。
So when Prabhupada was here, initially some of his disciples associated with Prabhupada's God brothers and their spiritual groups.
所以当帕帕还在世的时候，最初帕帕的一些门徒还跟帕帕的这个神兄弟以及他们神兄弟的这个灵性团体有来往吗？
But they didn't observe they weren't good neighbors. They didn't have good boundaries.
Who were not good neighbors?
Well, what I'm saying is, when we visit each other's house, we have to have clear boundaries. We have to respect each other and not try and take advantage of each other. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
OK, 是的，所以说这就有点像是当我们去拜访其他人的家园的时候，就是当你去到别人家里面去做客，就能够真正去尊重对方，并且就是能够明白，清楚的明白，就是你作为客人和别人作为主人彼此的这个界限是什么，然后从而才不会至于去发生这种利用对方的这种状况。
So unless we're very mature and mutually respectfulthen we won't be able to interact successfully in a positive way.
Successfully. So, 除非我们自身是非常成熟的，然后并且我们能够对彼此都是非常抱有敬意的，相当于彼此之间都是充满敬意的。那么否则的话，我们在跟这个其他灵性团体打交道的过程当中，是不可能会有这种很成功或者是很积极的成果的。
So just an example, when some of Prabhupada's students, you know, went to associate with some of his godbrothers, not in every case, but in some cases, you know, his godbrothers tried to reinitiate or minimize Prabhupada or say things that were different that caused a lot of confusion. So ultimately, Prabhupada told us,Don't associate with his godbrothers.
所以说的话呢，就我们可以举这样一个例子，就是当最初帕帕的一些学生、一些门徒去跟帕帕的这个神兄弟，以及他们的一些团体来往的时候，当然不是在所有的情况下哈，就是在一些情况下，然后比如说他们的神兄弟的这些灵性团体想要去再次的启迪帕帕的门徒，然后或者是就是在他们面前说一些话来去减弱。帕帕的这个权威性或者是帕帕的这些的教导，然后甚至是就是他们所说的一些话语跟帕帕的教导是不一样的，从而会引发很多很多的这种误会，然后以及困惑，由此到最后的话呢，帕帕就给他的门徒说，就是不要再去跟他的神兄弟有这个团体有任何的来往。
Yeah, so if we go to our neighbor's house or we go to another organization, we have to respect their leader and we shouldn't try andYou know, convert their followers or bring them over to our camp. These kind of things, they're crossing the boundary.
所以说这就像是我们去到比如说其他的这些机构组织团体当中的话，我们应该去真正尊重对方的这些领导，去尊重对方的这些团员团体，然后而不是试图要去让别人都改变他们的这个信仰，然后来去信我们的这条道路，然后让别人的这些团员的话呢完全就改变信仰，就这种的话呢实际上就是你完全没有去尊重对方的这种界限，然后也就是你跨过界限的这种表现了。
Yeah, so if we go to another group, it's inappropriate for us to give a lecture or to speak, you know, in the way we see it. We should just respectfully listen.
所以因此的话呢，去到别的团体组织去发言、去讲课、去讲我们认为是正确的这些 东西正确的知识的话呢，这些都是不尊重对方的表现，而我们应该做的只是充满敬意的去聆听别人讲话就可以了。
Similarly, if they come to our side, to our group, they shouldn't try and, speak, they should just respectfully listen.
同样的道理，就是当他们来去拜访我们的这个组织，来去参加我们的培训和联谊的时候，他们也是不应该就是来去讲他们的那个哲学的，而是应该只是充满敬意的来聆听我们的讲座。
So unless these boundaries are respected and the persons are very mature, then it's better not to interact.
Okay. 所以说，除非的话呢，就是这些原则都是被大家很好的遵循了的，也就是不要去试图改变别人，而只是充满敬意的聆听，并且的话呢，彼此双方都是非常成熟。非常成熟的，否则的话，如果这些都做不到，那就最好不要跟对方来往。
So that's generally true with, you know, other Gaudiya Vaishnava groups, but any other religious groups, you know, we have to respect, you know, their institution, the way they do things, and they have to respect the way we do things. If that's there, then maybe there's a possibility of some interaction. Otherwise, better to avoid.
所以说其实我刚才所说到的这些的话呢，就不仅仅是针对就是其他的高地亚的这些团体，然后并且的话呢还有其他的这些灵性宗教组织团体都是同样的，那么我们能够尊重对方的这种做法，尊重他们去管理的这些方式，并且对方也能够尊重我们的管理方式，尊重我们的这种我们的教导，那么所以说如果双方都能彼此尊重的话，那就有可能会有好的这种互动，但如果做不到的话呢，最好就尽量避免了。
I don't remember the other parts of her question.
What's the difference between their initiation or an ISKCON initiation?
Oh, well, you know, the thing with initiation is unless you do it consciously and you know what you're doing, then what is the effect?
So unless you know, otherwise there is no effect.
I'm asking, what is the effect?
What is the effect? If you were doing it consciously, what do you think the effect will be?
Well, if you're not taking initiation, if you're taking initiation, you don't know what you're doing. You're not conscious about what it is. What you're doing, then the effect is very minimal, if anything.
就是，那么我们来说一下，就是关于你问到的这个伊斯康启迪和其他团体的启迪有何不同的话，那么 Guru 就说，就是如果你得到一次启迪，但是你都没有太能够去觉知到你自己被启迪了，那么你都不知道这个意义所在的话，那么它又能带给你什么样的一个影响和结果呢？
Yeah, Krishna says it in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 4, verse
33. So Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第四章第三十三诗节就说到这一点。
He says, if you do something in knowledge, the result is much greater than if you do something and you're ignorant.
那么 Krishna 说的这句话就是如果你是带有知识带有觉知的去做某件事的话，那么这件事情的结果就会，其结果的话呢，就会远远超过于你是完全处于愚昧无知的这种状态下去做这件事的。
And Prabhupada has also said that if you get initiated, but you don't follow the guidance of your spiritual master, then your initiation really doesn't mean anything.
所以说帕帕曾经也说过这样一句话，就是如果你得到启迪，但是你都没有去遵循你的灵性导师的教导的话，那么实际上你的这个启迪没有任何意义。
And if you examine the meaning of the word Diksha, it's two words.
而如果你去检验这个词 Diksha, 这个梵文词的话呢，它实际上是由两个部分组成的。
D is transcendental knowledge.
D 这个词的意思的话呢，就是指超然的知识。
And sha refers to sinful activities.
Oh, 而 sha 的意思的话呢，就是指罪恶活动。
or, you know, and sinful activities, they arise out of ignorance.
而罪恶活动的话呢，是来源于这个ignorance.
Yes.
罪恶活动是来源于愚昧无知的。
So diksha means to actually receive knowledge, to actually, you know, receive knowledge that removes your ignorance, which frees you from sinful activities.
Oh, free you from some removal. 所以说 diksha 这个词的意思也就是指你获得知识能够使得你从愚昧无知当中走出来，从而使得自己不再去进行罪恶活动。
Yeah, so...You know, we receive transcendental knowledge or divya jnanam in various ways.
因此我们是以各种各样不同的方式来获得超然的知识的。
So diksha itself means to receive the Gayatri Mantra.
所以 diksha 这个词本身就是去获得 Gayatri 曼陀罗的意思。
Within that mantra is the knowledge of yourself in Krishna's form.
而在这个曼陀罗当中的话呢，就包含有你对于你自己作为灵性存在，以及对于 Krishna 的话呢，这些超然的知识的存在。
There's actually no initiation for the Hare Krishna mantra.
对于 Hare Krishna 曼陀的话呢，实际上是没有这个启迪的这种就是没有启迪可言的。
But still, we can also receive transcendental knowledge or divya jnana, which is the same as diksha, through shiksha.
Through shiksha. Guru Maharaj, could you repeat that sentence?
We can still receive transcendental knowledge, which destroys ignorance, through shiksha.
Through shiksha, okay. 所以说，但是的话，我们仍然可以通过 shiksha 来获得超然的知识，而超然的知识就能够毁灭掉我们内心的这种愚昧无知。
So if somebody has taken initiation and they didn't know that they were getting initiated.
所以如果某个人获得启迪，但是都不知道自己被启迪了的话
，then there's really no meaning to it.
那实际上，真的这个他得到的启迪没有任何意义了。
So that person, when they meet a bona fide guru, and they consciously want to take initiation, and they understand what it means, then they can take initiation.
然后如果某一个人的话呢，能够真正遇到一位好的灵性导师，能够并且有觉知的去知道这个启迪的意义所在，那么他就能够很好的去运用到启迪所带给他的这个益处。
Yeah, first comes shiksha, then comes diksha.
所以首先是 shiksha, 其次才是 diksha.
Yeah, by hearing the guru's teaching, we develop faith in him, and then we take initiation.
通过聆听 guru 的教导，我们就能够发展出对 guru 的信心，然后的话，我们再在 guru 那里去获得启迪。
And then we have to follow those teachings.
然后的话，我们就要去遵循他的这个教导。
Otherwise, there's very little benefit, very little meaning.
否则的话呢，所有的这些事情，这些启迪的话呢，就基本上毫无这种意义或者毫无重要性可言了。
Was there any other more to that question that I missed?
Let me see. No, I think it's already finished that question.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, next one.Hare Krishna 的仆人这位奉献者问的，感恩帕布精彩的讲课，如果自己的家庭成员和周围的很多朋友不接受 Krishna 知觉，几年下来感觉越来越难与他们相处，看不惯他们的做法，听不了他们所谈的话题，听了您的讲课感到您一定能很好的与非奉献者相处，请您谈一谈您的好方法。 So this devotee is asking thatthat his family members and many friends do not acceptKrishna consciousness, and over a few years, and he feels like it's more and more difficult to deal with them, and just cannot appreciate what they do or what they talk about. But after listening to your lecture, I feel like you can really deal properly with non-devotees. So could you please share how you deal with them, the approach that you know?
Well. we should have realistic expectations. Lower our expectations in some respects.
You're saying that we should have a realistic expectation and?
Maybe in some cases we have to lower our expectations for others.
Oh, okay. 所以说顾尔就说我们应该对别人有这种就是现实的期望。也就是说换言之在某些情况下的话我们应该降低对他人的期望。
In other words, there's no reason we should expect others to understand Christian consciousness or appreciate it.
所以说也就是意味着我们没有理由应该去期待别人都能够理解 Krishna 知觉并且能够去欣赏和感恩 Krishna 知觉。
Right, if a mango is green, how can we, we'll only be frustrated if we expect it to be ripe tomorrow.
所以说如果一颗芒果都是还是青色的就是还没有成熟的话那么我们怎么能够去期望这个芒果明天就立马成熟立马就没被摘下来呢这实际上只会让我们感到非常的沮丧感到非常的灰心而已。
So we have to accept, people and situations the way they are and not resist them, because resistance doesn't change anything, it just keeps things the same way.
因此我们必须要去接受别人以及接受当下的各种情况就是接受他们本身然后而不是去抵抗这些人也不是去抵抗当前的这些状况因为抵抗抵触的话呢实际上是无法改变无法解决任何问题的它只不过只会让当前的这个状况继续维持下去而已
Yeah, so allow others just to be the way they are
所以就去允许别人以他们原本的这种样子去生活就可以了
And see them for who they really are.
并且能够以他们真实的面目以他们真实的样子去看待他们。
Right. See that you are part and parcel of Krishna, and then you'll see that others are as well.
如果你能够看到你自己作为 Krishna 的部分的存在的话那么你也能够看到别人是作为 Krishna 的部分而存在的。
Yeah. And then you'll have compassion.
然后你就能够对他们生发出这种同情怜悯的心情。
Yeah, become happy yourself, and then you'll feel compassion for others who are not happy, that are suffering.
然后这个时候你就能够对自己就是内心当中有这种快乐这个幸福的出现你内心就能够找到这种快乐幸福感那么此时当你看到别人受苦的时候你也能会去由衷的同情他们的遭遇。
Yeah, so be friendly to everyone and always, you know, fan the spark. Look at their spirit soul. Don't look at their imagined self.
然后因此就请你对每个人都保持友好友善的态度然后在恰当的时候去帮助他们那么这就意味着是以他们作为灵性知觉的这个火花的这种存在来看待他们而不是以他们想象出来的自我以他们的假我来看待他们的存在的。
If we actually see somebody as a spirit soul, we'll tend to bring that out in them, even if they don't know it themselves.
所以说我们如果我们能够确切的去看到对方是作为灵性灵魂的这种存在的话那么我们就能够真正的带出对方身上的这种灵性灵魂的一面即便他们自己完全都不知道这一点
Yeah, honor everyone for their divine being you know, that everyone is a divine being that comes from Krishna if you honor everyone in that way they'll start to feel it
所以说每一个人每一个生物体他们都是作为 Krishna 的神圣知觉的一部分这样存在的因此当我们能够去荣耀他们作为 Krishna 的神圣知觉的一部分的这种存在的时候他们就能够真切的感受到这一点
Yeah, so the responsibility always comes back to ourselves if we want to change others if we want to make the world a better place then we have to change ourselves
所以说这些责任的话呢有从来一直都是会最终落在我们自身的肩膀上的如果我们想要去改变别人 或者如果我们想让这个世界成为一个更美好的这个地方的话，那么我们首先就应该来改变自己。
Yeah, everyone's in ignorance and they're actually doing the best they can do.
Everyone is in ignorance and they are actually doing the best they can do.
Yeah.
所以每个人的话，他们都是处于自己的这个愚昧无知的这种状态当中的，而他们实际上都是在尽自己最大努力来过他们的人生。
Oh, thank you for your question.
感谢你的问题。Okay, next one.
Okay.
OK, 我们来看下一个问题哈，这个也是 Sumuki Radamada 提问的。最近我们看到有个别已经离开了伊斯康去 Narayana 那边启迪的奉献者，在网络上开办微信课堂，教授非伊斯康体系的祷文。我们很多的新老奉献者在里面学习，他们还发布伊斯康的信息调查表，奉献者很难清晰地分辨他们到底是不是伊斯康的奉献者，而有些积极回应老师的奉献者则被放到一个小范围的学习群里，这会对我们造成什么样的影响呢？在门徒课程里，帕帕爷爷教导我们，告诫我们不要听其他团体的课程，这种祷文讲课是否也属于此类呢？这个祷文学习微信群人数已经达到174人，经典诵读群也达到165人，我们很多新老奉献者在里面，而群主是哪儿那样呢的奉献者，该怎么看这个问题呢？如果我们的组长和当地负责人都不能对此有足够的认识，很多奉献者就会毫无觉察的随便与这些很难分辨其用心的其他团体来往，长期如此，我们的团体会受到怎样的影响呢？ OK, so Sumuki Radamada mentions this current situation happening that some devotees have left the ISKCON to go join Narayana. They actually have their online classes and teaching the non-ISKCON system prayers. And there are quite some new devotees and the old senior devotees who study from this person. And also this Narayana group, they distribute some survey form. The survey forms of ISKCON. So, which makes it very difficult for devotees to differentiate, you know, the differences. Like, these people are not from ISKCON. And some devotees who actually want to learn, you know, actively, they are put into a small scale of study group. So what kind of influence will this actually happen to us? Because in the disciple course, Srila Prabhupada warns us not to take class from other groups. So this kind of prayer learning group class, prayer learning class, does this also belong to this category? Because this WeChat group of studying non-ISKCON prayers, it's already consists of 174 people, and they also learn some other scripture, and that group also consists of 165 people. There are quite a lot of new and senior devotees in this group, and the leader of the group is from Narayana. So how should we see or deal with this issue? Because our group leaders and the local managers do not have much understanding about this situation. And many devotees unconsciously just, with these groups, you know, who knows what kind of intention they have. So over a long term, what kind of influence will this have on us, on our group?
Well, Prabhupada told us that if we go to other groups and they say something different than what he has taught us, then we'll simply become confused and even possibly, when we become confused, then it can interrupt our progress.
Oh, okay.所以帕帕曾经就对我们说过，如果我们要是去到的其他一些团体所讲的这些教导的话，要是跟帕帕的这个教导是不一样的话，那么就会引发许多的这种困惑 和迷惑，而最终也就会阻断我们的这个灵性进步。
And the words and behavior of the followers of Narayan Maharaj, they've caused a lot of problems in ISKCON.
Caused a lot of problems. 所以说，Narayan Maharaj 他的门徒、他的追随者所说的一些话语及他们的行为的话呢，确实是在这个 ISKCON 的团体当中引发了一些问题。
Yeah, they aggressively have come to ISKCON and tried to tried to convert them, you know, to their group. Rather than honoring our group, they've actually aggressively come in and they try and bring ISKCON followers to their group.
Oh, 然后所以说他们的话呢，就是并没有去就是荣耀怕的这个 ISKCON 当中的这些教导，然后以及这种团体机构组织，反而是非常有侵略性的，然后来到这个伊斯康的团体当中，试图让伊斯康的奉献者都成为改信他们的那一派啊、嗯，然后去成为他们的奉献者。
Now the basic teachings, the Gaudiya Vaishnav teachings that they teach and that we teach are almost the same.
所以说这个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个教导，就是他们的教导和我们的教导，从基本上来说是一样的。
But then they say some things that are offensive and not even true.
但是然后他们说的一些话语的话呢，却是非常有冒犯的，然后并且并不是真实的。
They say things like that Prabhupada didn't give us the deeper, higher truths.That only Narayan Maharaj gives us that. And if you want to learn those truths, you have to come to him.
Oh, 就是他们接下来就会去说，就是怕怕的教导的话呢，并没有谈到那种更深刻的或者是更高的真理。因此，如果你想要去了解更深刻的或者更高的真理的话，你就必须要来到这个 Narayan Maharaj 那里来去聆听他的教导，你才能知道这些。
Or they say things like,Prabhupada wanted Narayan Maharaj to be his successor, not the GBC.
然后或者是他们会去说，就是帕帕希望的是Narayan Maharaj 来成为帕帕的继承者，然后继任人，而不是 GBC 来成为帕帕的这个继任人。
Of course, those who are not well educated in Prabhupada books, or they're not old devotees like me who were there and saw these things, you know, it can be very confusing. Of course, I know the truth because I was there.
Oh, so Lumar, you were saying that if a devotee is not well educated and...
And they don't know the real history, you know, they get bewildered when they hear these things.
Oh, 所以说如果要是一位奉献者没有得到过良好的这个教育的话，然后或者是他们并不了解这个真正的这个历史，就是这一路上过来是怎么样一回事的话，他们就很有可能会就是被带偏。
So anyway, in the past, some of these things that the followers of Narayan Maharaj say, they're not true, and the way they behave by trying to pull away our members is not, you know, appropriate behavior. I say, for that reason, you know, we should avoid associating with them.
所以说对于 Narayana Maharaj 他的一些门徒这些追随者的话呢，因为他们所说的一些话语并不是真实的，然后甚至他们试图就是让伊斯康的这些奉献者去走他们的那一条道路的话，那么这些行为言行都是不恰当的，因此我们应当避免与他们的这种来往联谊。
Yeah, so particularly the things they say and the way they behave, because of that, you know, we can't really associate with them. But not all other Gaudiya groups are like that, but they particularly are not very nice.
然后当然特别是由于他们所说的话和所做的事情的话呢，就使得我们根本就不应该，然后没有办法和他们去来往联谊。然后当然并不是所有的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的团体都是如此哈，只不过刚好他们确实就是这样子。
Okay, so that's pretty clear, right? I mean, what I said, I'm not being ambiguous.
我应该刚才说的话都是很清晰的，对吧？并没有说出这种模棱两可的话语。
more than likely whoever goes there is just going to be more confused. and may lose their faith in Prabhupada, actually.
所以说去跟他们来往联谊的奉献者的话呢，就会很有可能因为他们的话语就变得更加的困惑，并且由此的话失去对帕帕德的信心。
I mean, they claim to be followers of Prabhupada.
Those Narayana devotees?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
所以这些 Narayana 的这些奉献者的话，他们声称是帕帕德的追随者。
But then they say things that Prabhupada never said.
但是然后他们所说的一些话语的话，却根本是帕帕德曾经没有说过的话。
Like Narayana Maharaj is the real successor.
比如说就说 Narayana Maharaj 才是真正的继任人。
Yeah, and even some of the philosophical teachings are deviated even from Bhaktisiddhanta and Prabhupada. But if you're not very educated and you don't know the difference, you'll never know.
所以甚至他们所讲的一些这些哲学上的教导的话呢，都已经跟帕帕的教导，然后跟这个因为 Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada's spiritual teachers teaching deviated from him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
然后甚至是跟帕帕德的灵性导师Bhaktisiddhanta 的教导的话的都是已经有出入，就是不一样的。所以除非一个人是有很好的这个受到的教育，否则的话根本都不知道这个当中这个到底哪句话是真，哪句话是假。So,
yeah, but just the fact they say that Narayana Maharaj is the real successor, and they aggressively, you know, try and bring people away from ISKCON to their group.Just that alone is enough reason for us not to associate with them.
所以说他们就完全去说就是 Narayana Maharaj 是帕帕德的这个继任人，然后并且非常有侵略性的，然后咄咄逼人的来让这个伊斯康的奉献者去了他们加入了他们的团体当中，所以仅仅是这样的一些言语和行为的话呢，就已经是足够的理由使得我们不要去跟他们打交道了。
So I don't see anything good, just confusion will come from that.
所以说就完全看不到这当中会带来任何的这个益处，就只会制造出更多的这些困惑。But yeah, so Sumukhi Mataji replies that recently there are also some Narayana devotee infiltrating our offline training and association. So like face-to-face training and association.And then, to collect our books and then, to record our teachings and to get the contact information of the new devotee and the senior devotees. Their behavior is exactly like what you have said. 但是行为处事直接暴露了没有很好的。
But their behaviors actually expose, they do not have the proper regulative, behaviors and do not really understand how to do the etiquette of Vaishnava. So it's really difficult to communicate with them. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I've had, it was that way when Narayana Maharaj was here, and it's continued even after he left.
对，所以说像苏穆基马拉吉刚刚所说的这件事情的话，然后不如说确实是如此的，就是在 Narayana Maharaj 还在的时候的话呢，都是如此，说在他离开了以后啊，更加如此。
Yeah, so especially their group is, they really misbehave, so I would just stay away from them.
说特别是他们的这个团体的话呢，整个行为都是很不正确的，所以说就应该真正的跟他们保持距离。
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Good work. 、I see. She got, maybe she got dropped.
Yeah. Let me ask her if there's more questions. Mala 姐，那个还有没有其他的问题呢？Hare Krishna. Okay,
No more questions. 谢谢拉大姐。行。Now, so Gurmaraj, today, yeah, we can wrap it up.
Okay, yeah, well, I thank you and Sumuki for her service today.
感谢 Sumuki 拉大姐今天的服务。
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, see you next week. I thank all the devotees for listening and for the questions.
所以说感谢大家的这个讲，感谢大家的聆听和感谢大家提出的问题。我们就下星期六继续。
All glory to Prabhupada, all glory to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有荣耀的归帕帕和圣典婆伽瓦坛。Okay, good morning. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Talk to you tomorrow and I'll see you in a month.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Welcome 塔子音服务员聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。谢谢马塔吉，拜拜。